everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love. And what I like to say is uniting humankind with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yes, this is Ginny Sanders, co-host for the show tonight. And if you can just tell by my radiance, by my ebullience, by my joy, I'm so excited once again to talk to Dr. Carolyn Dean. You know, I do it every week, but it just thrills me to my core because she always has so much to say. Vast, vast, vast wisdom. And of course, yes, she's a medical doctor and a very good one, very good one. Then she's a naturopath, one of the very few first in her whole line of peers that actually became an ND and her MD. She's an herbalist. She's an acupuncturist. She is a snappy dresser and a fun kind of dancer. And she cuts her own hair. These are all things that you just can't even imagine come out of the fount of one woman, but it does. And then on top of that, she has her very own best-selling book, The Magnesium Miracle, a profound author. I mean, a writer that just, I mean, she never does stop writing. It's just amazing how many books she's written, and she continues to write and revise as she learns the newest technologies and the newest information coming out about what's happening at the forefront of medicine, what's preoccupying people's minds. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. Insulin resistance. It's a big topic, and it's preoccupying a lot of people's minds because they're finding out that the core of a lot of their medical issues are something. It's we're not going to call it negative words or anything like, you know, silent killer or something like that, but it's a big deal. And Carolyn Dean can tell us all about it. So before I bring her in, I just want you to know you're in the best hands or hearing that you could possibly be hearing tonight, or anytime you're listening to this show through our archives. We're so glad you're with us on YouTube. Be sure to share this with a friend and let them know Dr. Dean is speaking tonight. She will take your phone calls more toward the second hour, and you'll be able to call in using the number that we've got in our emails and here on the screen at the radio station and also on YouTube. You will be able to chat with us through our chat mechanisms, and you'll hear lots of great conversations as well as very important health information. Without further ado, oh, let me also say, not a medical advice show. We can't do that. But Dr. Dean will definitely tell you what she would do if she were in your shoes. And she's been in them quite a few times because she has a body just like you. And she's been on this planet just like you. And she has to do the same things you have to do in order to maintain her health, vitality, and well-being. But with her as our example, we know we can absolutely not go wrong because she is the fountain of youth and amazingness. And so we say, welcome, welcome. Oh, wait, where are the children? Lord, I got so excited. I almost forgot about them. Where are the children? My goodness. Okay, now I say, welcome our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Thank you, Ginny. Thank you, children. It's wonderful to be eulogized, but I don't believe a word of it. But I am a snappy dresser, and I do cut my own hair. It's true. That I can attest to. Actually, Ginny and I were just talking today about the magnesium T-shirts that it was Pam Wheeler, actually, one of our former customer service people. Pam Wheeler and I designed the heart with the MG in it for our magnesium T-shirts. I suppose you know, maybe in 10 years we'll get around to doing the Earn a Reset line of clothing, but not today. Not today. Save that for another day. Right, Jenny?
Yes, yes. We shall be saving that. That's right. That's right.
So insulin resistance, we'll get right to it. And actually, well, I might be going for about 45 minutes and then at the quarter to the next hour, who's coming on to visit with us, Jenny?
Our most wonderful Lorraine Andrus, who's at True Health Canada, our distributor, finally up in Canada, finally, is going to update our Canadian audience and all interested parties on who, what, when, and how to get a hold of her and what she's doing up there that's fun and exciting in terms of getting REMAG out to the public in Canada in voluminous quantities and amounts, all with the right label on it and everything.
The French label. And the finally had nothing to do with us or with Lorraine. It's all about the bureaucracy, folks. They really put us through our hoops. I was giving up. I didn't, let's be done with it. But Jenny wouldn't give up. She says, you're a Canadian first and foremost, blah, blah, blah. So Jenny forged ahead. Seriously, there were so many hoops. I don't even want to think about it. So instead of thinking about that, we'll go to insulin resistance, causes and control. Now, people who are listening, you probably got the email showing you the blog that Jenny put out, and also the amazing graphic that Brian found, what is insulin resistance. And if you follow the graphic, I'll go through the steps. You can go to the website, drcarolindeanlive.com, and it's right on the first page. You can double click on the, or just click on the graphic, what is insulin resistance? And it's pretty straightforward. In the upper right is chronic carb consumption. Buddy there eating his hamburger and drinking his soda and eating French fries. And that puts the blood glucose up. And then it goes around a circle to where the pancreas has to secrete more and more insulin to deal with all those carbohydrates. And because you can't force more glucose into the cell than it will hold, the cells start to shut down the insulin push. Insulin kind of opens the door for glucose. So the door just shuts and insulin can't open the door. Glucose can't get in. And over time, the cells just start starving. The blood sugar is high, and that's where you start getting a diagnosis of prediabetes and then diabetes. And the cells are starving. They can't produce enough energy in the mitochondria through the Krebs cycle. And, you know, the Krebs cycle makes our energy, and it requires magnesium to do that. That's a sidebar. And all the way along, more insulin is produced. Finally, the insulin is depleted itself. And when doctors get a hold of this situation, they give drugs to force more insulin production and even give insulin injections, whereas the cells are blocked. They're resistant. And all that is causing inflammation in the body, pain, irritation. And they say the last little image here is increased carb cravings. I think that's probably from yeast overgrowth from all the sugar in the blood. So that's insulin resistance. Now let's go through the words of the blog, because this is the type of thing that you have to send to everybody you know who's eating a dessert every day. When I was a kid, it was a dessert once a week, and that's what got me getting a paper route and having odd jobs so I can afford to indulge my sugar habit. So it's people who are eating sugar that are getting into trouble. That's all there is to it. what is the solution? We do have to cut back on the sugar. And actually, what I'll say right at the outset, Ginny and I are meeting with Carol Baggerly of Grassroots Health, because I'm thinking we really have to get in front of this problem, and we're going to see if Carol can get us an insulin test, because it's too late by the time your hemoglobin A1C is rising or your fasting glucose is elevated more often than not. We want to know what your insulin is doing. And when your insulin starts becoming elevated, then you're on the road to a problem. And hopefully when people know that, then they'll take action. I'll take action. If my insulin turns out to be elevated, I'll probably cut back on my berries and whipping cream. What else am I eating? Oh, yeah, Hawaiian fruits. So it's information that we need in order to take responsibility for our health. So insulin resistance. Turns out 1 in 3 Americans, including 50% of those over 60, have a silent blood sugar problem known as insulin resistance, increasing the risk for prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and also heart attack, strokes, Alzheimer's, and cancer. Insulin resistance occurs when cells, any cell in the body, we've got listed here muscles, body fat, and liver, but it's also brain. All cells in the body resist or ignore the signal that the hormone insulin is trying to send, which is opening up receptor sites on cell membranes to allow the influx of glucose, the cell source of fuel. Cells that no longer respond to the advances of insulin and refuse the entry of glucose are called insulin resistance. And like I said, blood glucose rises, the body produces more and more insulin to no avail. And then the insulin and the elevated glucose start causing damage and also wasting of magnesium, an increased risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. How do you know if you're insulin resistant? Well, you don't. And that's why I want to start looking at doing the insulin blood testing. And the Grassroots Health, as most of you know who've listened to the show, they allow us a home testing kit where you just do a finger prick and put blood on a cardboard circle, and that's tested in the lab. Initially, insulin resistance presents no problems, and it can go on for years. A book I'm reading, I just happened to be reading this, Ginny and I do share a brain. She came up with this topic, but oh yeah, she said when she took a survey, it was probably on one of our radio shows of what people wanted to learn about, and they said insulin resistance. And so the book I'm reading, it says you can find out about your insulin levels being elevated 20 years before you develop blood sugar problems. Why don't allopathic doctors find out your insulin levels on routine blood testing? Since it can surely help to give you the heads up about developing diabetes and allow you to take preventive measures. It's likely because doctors are really terrible at prevention. They have never been trained in preventive medicine. They would rather a person develop a disease and treat it with a drug than prevent it. And that's because they don't know anything about diet. They think it's, you know, the dietitian's work. And if you don't refer to a dietitian, then a patient never gets any help there. And also they never learned about nutrients. It's like what nutrients are involved with this insulin resistance. And I'll get to that. But there's something very out of kilter about allopathic medicine, where it will allow a condition to develop over 10 to 20 years and not let their patients know about it in order to prevent it. And until we get the grassroots health test, you can order your own insulin test online. We've been referring people to requestatest.com. Requestatest.com. They use two labs now. One is $49 for the test. The other is $59. And the symptoms of insulin resistance only start to appear once it leads to secondary effects with the higher blood sugar levels and getting into prediabetes and diabetes with lethargy, hunger, difficulty concentrating, weight gain around the middle, the belly fat, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, frequent urination, and excessive thirst. One of the major reasons cells don't respond to insulin is lack of magnesium. In a 2013 study, researchers looked at 52,000 people with a known history of diabetes to see how magnesium affected blood sugar. What they discovered was simple. A higher intake of magnesium resulted in lower fasting blood sugar and lower fasting insulin levels. Studies also confirm that when insulin is released from the pancreas, magnesium in the cell normally responds and opens the cell to allow entry of glucose. But in the case of magnesium deficiency combined with insulin resistance, the normal mechanisms just don't work. However, the higher the levels of magnesium in the body, the greater the sensitivity of the cells to insulin, and the higher the possibility of reversing the problem. So, you know, there's part of your answer. We also know that various other minerals like chromium and zinc are very important for blood sugar control. We have those minerals in our Remite. There's 12 minerals there. We kind of emphasize it in terms of the hormones, especially thyroid. But if you look at our Remite Recalcia booklet, it's a free download at drcarolindeanlive.com. You can go through the 12 minerals in Remite and see what functions they perform through the whole body. The blog goes on to talking about magnesium and the Krebs cycle, magnesium allowing insulin to usher glucose into the cells. If magnesium is deficient, the doorway into the cells does not open to glucose, resulting in the following events. Glucose levels become elevated. Glucose is stored as fat and leads to obesity or overweight, and then obesity. Elevated glucose leads to diabetes. Obesity puts a strain on the heart. Excess glucose becomes attached to certain proteins that become glycated, leading to kidney damage, neuropathy, blindness, and other diabetic complications. Insulin-resistant cells don't allow magnesium into the cells. And further, magnesium deficiency leads to hypertension, and magnesium deficiency leads to cholesterol buildup. And both these conditions are implicated in heart disease. If you talk to most any doctor, they're going to tell you to get some exercise and take metformin. That's supposedly a diabetic drug. If you talk to me, we're going to give you other solutions. And it does involve exercise, of course. When you move your muscles, the muscles don't even need insulin in order to uptake glucose. So that's what makes exercise so important for blood sugar control. Of course, we're going to advise you take the REMAG and the REMITE. In terms of blood sugar balance, if you want to get your diet in hand, you would do our restructure as well. If you're overweight and there's a certain amount of toxicity that goes with being overweight because your fat cells will store toxins, then that means realign is going to be very important. in terms of a diet, when you have a high fat diet, fat does not stimulate insulin. It's sugars and carbs that stimulate the most insulin and can get you into trouble with overstimulation of insulin. Protein, not so much, but they still stimulate insulin. Protein can go into something called gluconeogenesis and make, you can make sugars from protein. The thing that I've wrote about in my weight loss book was about the keto diet and intermittent fasting. That's probably one of the best ways to really get your insulin and blood sugar and your weight under control is intermittent fasting. And studies do show that intermittent fasting will lower the levels of insulin. So that's the blog, but here's some notes that I wrote on a book that I've been reviewing. And the book's name is Why We Get Sick, The Hidden Epidemic of Insulin Resistance. So what that book talks about, and it's like most books on the market now, it thinks that it's got the answer, you know, the answer to everything. This author says that everything in terms of chronic disease is caused by insulin resistance. And I got the book because our very own Dr. Jason Fung, who's the kidney specialist, he's been on the show. He gives his dialysis patients magnesium. He's written a number of books about diabetes and obesity. He's very big on the keto diet, fasting, and intermittent fasting. So he forwarded the book. So I thought, okay, this will be cool. But when you take something like insulin resistance, which seems down the road, you know, it's before a serious disease like diabetes, if you catch it in time, but it's still missing the groundwork of what causes insulin resistance, which of course I think is related to mineral deficiencies and probably yeast overgrowth as well. So we've got insulin resistance being associated with all the conditions that I think are related to magnesium deficiency. So insulin resistance is not causing these problems. It's associated with these problems. It's a chicken or egg. Unfortunately, medicine waits until the disease is fully established before it'll do anything. Whereas what we try to do is give the cells their basic building blocks so they're healthy enough and they don't develop these problems. We do work against ourselves, however, with our diets. And, you know, who doesn't love, what am I eating lately? Cherimoyas. Have you heard of cherimoyas? They're the most delicious fruit ever. And it's hard to avoid. But as I said, if I get my insulin test back and it's high, I'm going to have to have a cherimoya every 3 days instead of every day. So what more did I kind of reinforce reading this book? Low magnesium is a sign of diabetes, period. And I doubt if anybody on this call or listening in the future who has pre-diabetes or diabetes has ever been told that. And it's in all the medical diagnostic books. Okay, so with insulin resistance, they talk about, well, high blood pressure is related. Well, is that because the blood vessels are being affected by low magnesium? They tighten up because there's not enough magnesium in the smooth muscles of the blood wall, blood vessel walls. And here's something a little complex maybe, but it's about the salt and water retention type of blood pressure. Apparently, insulin increases blood pressure through its actions on the hormone aldosterone. Aldosterone is released from the adrenal glands, and it tells the kidneys to hold on to sodium and reabsorb it into the blood so that it's not lost in the urine. So the kidneys get a signal that there's not enough salt in the body and sends out a signal to the adrenals. Aldosterone grabs the salt and keeps it in the body. Okay, so what do I say about that? I say that's because people are too low in salt. That's why I get everybody to drink sea salted water, so that your body doesn't get frantic about trying to grab all the sodium it can. And what does medicine do when it sees higher levels of aldosterone? It gives more drugs. So we're constantly working against ourselves, because again, the more aldosterone, the more sodium retention and water retention, and the more water in the blood, the higher the blood pressure. And as I said in the beginning, insulin naturally increases aldosterone. So just by having a high carb diet and having elevated insulin, you're going to increase your aldosterone and increase your sodium. And if you have sea salt in your water, your body's going to say, well, I have enough. I have enough sodium. I'm fine. But the bottom line still is to cut back on sugars. In terms of fasting and intermittent fasting and what the body requires, here's something that was mentioned in the book. A morbidly obese man began experimenting with fasting and found it very beneficial. So under medical supervision, ensuring proper hydration and mineral consumption, he fasted for 382 days. Now that's incredible to me, but the major points there are ensuring proper hydration, and that's what I talk about all day and every day, and proper mineral consumption. And that's what we're doing with our REMAG and REMITE and Pico Potassium, especially. So that was very important to hear that. And certainly when I fast for a couple of days, I take all my nutrients. And what the body's looking for when it eats food is calories for energy. But if you have a lot of fat stores, your body's going to break down the fat for the energy. So the body needs calories and vitamins and minerals to run metabolic functions. And that's what we're providing at the cellular level. What else did I find in the book? Obesity is caused by diabetes in half of cases. So which comes first, the diabetes or the obesity? Taking magnesium improves insulin resistance. One of the first things I do when I see a new new book or get a new book is I look at how much they talk about magnesium. And in this book, there was the one study that said 450 milligrams of magnesium reduced the blood sugar and reduced the insulin. Now, why didn't the author recognize that as probably an underlying cause of insulin resistance? Unfortunately, it's the mentality of allopathic medicine where they, you know, the disease is created, but they just, you know, want to treat the symptoms of the disease. Now we get a blog question here. Carol is saying, I learned that I've been insulin resistant and have other issues of blood levels for about 15 years or more without my knowledge or my doctors helping me with it. I'm now 57, weighing 220 pounds, and even doing a clean meat and veggies diet, I cannot lose weight. I'm also postmenopause. I've tried apple cider vinegar, carnivore eating, also eating only one or two meals a day for over a year without losing anything. What can someone do to reverse this? Thanks. Well, I think it's got to do with the nutrients. When the body's under stress, and certainly, you know, aggravation like Carol's going through is very stressful. And I think when people get some proper nutrients that helps them to relax, then that can certainly help with any condition, including weight loss. When you're under stress, the message in the primitive brain is that I'm going to starve. There, you know, the famine is coming, because that's the worst stress in the primitive brain. So they'll hold on to fat. They'll create more fat. Stress, cortisol will create belly fat. So the number one treatment is to de-stress. And, you know, people will say that, oh, meditate, relax, walk, whatever. And that's all fine. But I really think REMAG magnesium saturation is going to help physically relax the muscles enough that you don't feel the constant tension and the headaches and the insomnia. You have to be able to get proper sleep. Magnesium is going to help with that. So that's where you start with the REMAG. In terms of diet, knowing that if fats and proteins are the way to go, you also have to be very careful with your fiber. I've been trying to say that, you know, just about every week now, that we're not getting enough fiber in these high protein, high fat diets. So that can just be psyllium seed powder, a tablespoon or two a day. So for Carol, it's to begin with the REMAG. You know, take heart that it's possible to undo some of the stress that's been happening. I don't know what else is going on with Carol. She may have the total body meltdown that we talk about, which certainly the total body reset bundle helps people with. So, but we'll start with the REMAG, and Carol can get on with customer service and discuss all our total body reset bundle. The RNA reset drops are especially important. They help a person kind of detach from being so wound up in a problem. Detachment is very important. We got a question from someone who, I think it was about the blog Ginny sent out, but it looks like it's a gentleman who says, I've seen some of your shows on YouTube and have been listening to you. Placed an order for REMAG through Amazon. Soon I hope to start on it and feel better. I do not take many allopathic medications. However, 3 days ago, I was not feeling well, so I went to the hospital. And I found out that my blood sugar is off the chart. It was 20. Now, that sounds like a European measure. So, I mean, 20, it's probably going to be around 250, 300. And along with that, my blood pressure was up as well, 200 over 130. I know blood pressure is a symptom and not a disease, but I was prescribed Mecardis and amlodipine, I don't know if that's the right spelling, to control my blood pressure, and metformin to control my blood sugar. Along with, I also have elevated triglycerides. 6 months ago, I checked my blood sugar level and it was 5.3. But for the last 5 months, I've been eating. Now, listen to this. Poor guy. So maybe his 20 is a hemoglobin A1C. And he was 5.3 5 months ago. He's been eating daily cakes and ice cream as dessert during lunch and a thick sugary milkshake in the night after a walk. I believe this has elevated my blood sugar levels to such a high level. My question is if the magnesium miracle will also help to reduce the blood sugar level and reduce my triglycerides, or should I take any supplement to help in reducing blood sugar? I've heard about berberine, et cetera, or should I just stick with magnesium? So I've already mentioned that, yes, magnesium REMAG is important, but also REMITE, restructure for the diet and realign and RNA reset drops. I mean, that's sort of our protocol, but you see what happens, you know, even in a few short months, the blood sugar can become elevated. And it's not that the blood sugar and insulin are causing blood pressure. I think that's more related to magnesium being drained. And I think that was it. There are a couple of mailbag questions I have to answer directly. So, Jenny, come back to me and tell me what I've left out or if there are any chat line questions.
Okay, wonderful. I want to just repeat the name of the book that you were talking about, if you wouldn't mind. I believe it's Why We Get Sick, right?
Why We Get Sick, yeah. And Why We Get Sick, The Hidden Epidemic of Insulin Resistance. And it's a great read. It's got a lot of good information, but you always have to have the underlying knowledge that he's not talking about magnesium deficiency or even yeast overgrowth that are going to cause these problems.
Very good. Now, presumably, I'm just saying, if you eliminate one thing about eliminating carbs, and I was thinking about the other gal's question about how do I get this off, weight off, is if you eliminate carbs, like in the ketogenic diet, that's one way to drop insulin resistance. But as we found out recently, if you eliminate dairy, that's another source of sugar. Mm-hmm. And the keto diet does not advocate for dropping dairy at all. Mm-hmm. So, right. You know, that's one thing as far as being yeast overgrowth oriented too, right, Carolyn? You've really got to do an elimination diet to see what else might be going on there. Do you agree?
Yes, exactly, because dairy is milk sugar, lactose. So it is treated like a sugar in the body. It does have protein, but it also has sugar. So the protein is the casein and the lactose is the sugar. So yes, that and the keto people, I mean, I got into a lot of dairy. I'm thinking I'm going to have to go on a dairy fast and see what happens. And that's what you do. You eliminate sugar, glutens, and dairy and see what that does for balancing how you feel and your blood sugar. I mean, a lot of people, they have their own little glucose sticks at home that they can use to check their blood sugar.
Our wonderful producer here, Rachel, was mentioning to me before we got on the phone that she was told to cut back on carbs, and then she did, but then she had too much protein and it was acting as a sugar in her blood. Is that what you were talking about, Carolyn? It kind of whipped by me and I, is that?
Yes.
That? Okay.
That's gluco, which is glucose, neo, which is new, genesis, which is making. So by a process of gluconeogenesis, protein can turn into carbohydrates. Isn't that interesting?
It's fascinating because that's what happened to her. So she actually had to cut back on protein and then boost up carbohydrates so that her blood sugar would come down. So it just goes to show you that when you are working with these kinds of situations, you really have to work with your body, as Carolyn always says. And, you know, you have to pay attention to what your results are, because there's just not one cookie cutter response to everything, except we all know every single day, beyond no exception, everybody must have REMAG on the face of the earth. I mean, that's understood. Right. There's no exception to that. But after that, it's a wild.
But then there's fat too, just for Rachel, you know, keep with the 20 grams of carbs, but make the rest fat, and then protein, smaller amount of protein. And the fats, you know, that can be your avocados and olives and nuts and seeds. There's a lot of fat sources that people can use.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, the coconut oil and stuff like that. And I have been experimenting with all kinds of things I didn't think I probably would. But to get the fat count up, you know, putting coconut in coffee or ghee or something like that, and working through that process. So you've got to do whatever you got to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's very fun. And then the other thing is, as far as I know, in the beginning when a lot of people were doing keto and we were helping with that, we have definitely encouraged people to take the REMAG, but also we didn't have pico potassium at the time, but I think potassium is a big issue for people who are working with this too, right?
Right, right. And with the keto diet and not eating many carbs, you're not getting the potassium that you're supposed to get with potatoes and all those rich vegetables. And that's a big problem for people. And we didn't do the pico potassium product for a long while because of the FDA regulations, but, you know, we overcame that, and people are having such benefits with potassium. I think everybody needs a couple of teaspoons of potassium. I don't know the final amount. I don't like to overdo it. We get people to go to the chronometer.com app and put in their diet and put in, I guess you just click on potassium to find out how much potassium is in your diet. And if you're not getting the 4,700 milligrams, which is a whole teaspoon of potassium, then you add the pico potassium. And actually, here's a very interesting pico potassium testimonial, and it'll take us right up to our Lorraine time. This gentleman says, "I've had such great experience with pico potassium that I wanted to write to everyone to let them know of my experience. First off, I've taken a prescription for potassium for the past 4 years. I have potassium wasting due to an adrenal gland tumor. I've been prescribed up to 60 milliequivalents of potassium daily. That's 1,500 milligrams of potassium chloride 3 times a day, which is roughly a total of 2,340 milligrams of elemental potassium daily. For anyone who needs to take that much potassium, I can almost guarantee they're going to have gastric upset with a prescription-based potassium. My prescription also contains artificial sweeteners and colors to make it more palatable, except these additives can also add to additional gastric upset. With the introduction of REMAG, my potassium requirements seem to diminish. After adding REMITE, I noticed again I didn't require as much potassium. Now I'm able to just add 3 teaspoons daily of pico potassium to my liquid to keep my hypokalemia at bay, whereas my prescription would say I should take 5.5 teaspoons. So I can vouch for the fact that, as Dr. Dean has suggested, pico potassium is roughly 2 times as effective as any other forms of potassium. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool, Jenny?
Yes, I was just trying to, I saw Lorraine came in. Yes, it is very cool. That's an amazing testimonial. It really is, because when you have that kind of a situation, I remember one of our very best and first customers many, many years ago, who was living on magnesium IVs 2 times a week because of his health condition. And he had to drive into Boston to get it done. He was in Boston, had to drive in downtown, headache after headache. And then, you know, to actually sit there and do it and then to come back and then it's all gone. He's got to do it again. And it was a very unique situation. And when he got the REMAG and he could actually not have to go get his transfusions, he got them down to 1 a week and then he didn't have to go at all because REMAG was holding in his system. And he eliminated so much expense and just the stress of feeling like you can't satisfy your body. I mean, it was incredible. Right. So we're so fortunate to be able to bring this to people who have these unique challenges.
Right. Now, let me just finish this. I don't want to keep Lorraine waiting, but David continues. He says, however, I want to point out that if people consume too much potassium at one sitting, they may notice their blood sugar levels drop. So this is why we tell people to sip their minerals throughout the day. Don't just, you know, take shots of your minerals. Now, I don't know if that's just David's experience or if that will happen with everybody or if that's another way to get your blood sugar under control is getting enough potassium. So that was interesting. And I just wanted to finish up with that. So thank you, David, for that information. And we will go to Lorraine. Ginny.
Yes, yes. Okay. Let's take Lorraine off mute here. I'm sending you a blue button to your screen, Lorraine. Did you see your blue button?
There we go.
There she is.
I'm here. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome, welcome. Wow.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. Oh, I get to talk to Jeannie and Carolyn at the same time and everybody else.
Very good.
Well, for those who are just joining us, Lorraine, and I have to say our audience grows every single day and we have such a great new group of people that are watching through YouTube, our live broadcast through YouTube and here on the new radio station. All our new listeners may not know that this is the one, the only Lorraine Andrus from True Health Canada, who is a wonderful health practitioner in her own right. And she has many, many years of experience following Dr. Dean and adapting her protocols. And one day she called and said, what would you think about if I became the distributor for your products in Canada? And we were so excited to think about it. And then the fun began. Oh, we finally got it done. Lorraine has been a guest on the show before. She's an expert in the blood type diet and other kinds of things and live microscopy. And she's just incredible. And now we've got REMAG in Canada. So welcome. And what's on your mind?
Well, thank you so much, Jenny. You always give such great intros. What's on my mind? I was enjoying listening to Carolyn. I actually want to hear her talk more. yeah, she's always a wealth of information. I can never hear enough. So, you know, it's funny. We have one of our new brochures that we're sending out with our orders. We have today our first sale that we are putting out. So if I can announce it now, we have 15% off all week for the whole week for both sizes of the REMAG in the 16 and the 8 ounce sized bottles. So we're really thrilled. And I'm just looking at our nice flyer and it says start low and slow. And I just, those words have so much meaning because it's like our whole, how many years now we've had to start low and slow.
Oh gosh, we made that happen. But before we go any further, give out your website. I went to truehealth.ca and it didn't come up. What is the URL?
Well, we had to just make a couple changes there. So if people go to our old site, the shop site, that's not a big problem because there's a link there with just the intro and a I believe your picture is still up there with the REMAG. And so if they click on that, it's going to take them to the new site, which is reset.org. truehealthcanada.ca.
Oh.
Reset.truehealthcanada.ca. So I'll type it in too so I can see it. Reset, R-E-S-E-T dot truehealthcanada.ca. Did you find it, Carolyn? We're both typing what?
You've got it.
I found it.
And you can have all the sale posted and that should be rolling.
Oh,
yeah, it's wonderful.
We've been cloned. We've been cloned, Jenny.
We have been. Oh,
beautiful.
That is wonderful. So, Lorraine, let's just also tell our wonderful Canadian audience and everybody who's listening through the archives throughout the week as we get deluged from our all of our Canadian fellows that right now, just for this right hot second, it's REMAG only at True Health Canada, and the other products will still have to come from the States until we get them all approved. But, you know, once you get the first horse in the barn, all the rest go in. Right, Lorraine?
Absolutely. We are just waiting. And we know it's not going to take long, but we do know Health Canada works at their pace. We're right on track. I'm very positive, and the customers have been amazing up here. They're just as patient, and we're just going to make do. We have lots of work. All the new people coming on board, they're learning to start with the REMAG, and amazingly enough, they still have work to do getting enough healthy water and mineral salts and the REMAG. So we've got still a lot of little details to iron out. I think by the time we get people to their saturation levels with the REMAG, with adequate healthy water, and we're working, juggling a little bit on their diet. So whether they follow the blood type diet or not, that's not what they can do, what works best for them. But the diet and lifestyle is so important. And we all know the crisis that we have out there with our fruits and vegetables and making good, healthy choices, reading labels. So I do help a lot of people on a regular basis, just understanding the labels on even medications. So I actually have a new addition to any of the personal nutritional consultations is there. It's appearing that the doctors aren't explaining perhaps if there are contradictions or some of the side effects. So just helping people understand, dealing with those. And it's so wonderful to see that when they pick up the water and the magnesium, a lot of those side effects do go by the wayside, and we just focus on rebuilding that foundation. So we've got some great stories already.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you do you put the sea salt in the water as well, Lorraine?
We do. We pretty much have the same, but we're following the same protocol that you are as well. Mm-hmm. In our clinic up here, we have a sacred sea salt blend, and it's really amazing. They actually have four different salts from around the world, and people don't realize we have these little sample packages, and if they ask for them, I'm happy to send them out for whatever supply we have here. And they have the black salts, which come from Hawaii. They have the pink salts. The crystal salts are from the Pacific Ocean. The rose salts are from the Andes Mountains in Peru. These are all, it's a nice blend. They're unprocessed, unrefined. They're very high in natural minerals. They taste amazing. Mm. So whatever it takes, we've got a few people that I have to get a little bit inventive. My first choice is if they put a pinch in their water and let them get a little bit accustomed to that new flavor, that new taste. Give the body a chance, and they actually start craving. And if they skip a day or two, then their body is saying, I'm missing that. Let's go back, you know, and the body wants it.
Yeah.
Then we start with a few drops of the Remake.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's wonderful. And what's interesting about Lorraine's practice is that, I mean, I don't know about under the quarantine, but you get to see your patients, your clients, and you get to, you know, really be there with them. I kind of miss that, not being in a clinic situation, but you get to see it in their eyes. You get to see their skin changing. That must be really, not important, but it's just encouraging for you and for them to get that immediate feedback.
Well, it is, you're right. But not everybody has that opportunity because they're right across Canada.
Mm.
So the ones that do travel in, I do. We have had to make some adjustments here in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody even wants to come in, even if they are local. So we accommodate, we can do online like Zoom meetings as well. But we did have a change with the COVID rules. We were kind of in a transition period for the live blood. And I'll tell you, that is where if I was to put one drop, this is just a capillary poke similar to a diabetic. They're testing their blood sugars. Mm-hmm. But by displaying a sample on a slide and under the microscope, what is really amazing is when the people see their very own blood. So I'm only just interpreting the results. But the before and after, when they become hydrated, so I'm showing them what they look like when they're dehydrated and what it does to the red blood cells, and when they're mineral deficient. So my projection, my screen makes one red blood cell a little bit larger than the size of a golf ball. And it is really fun because the people can witness the results of their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start on this path of just getting the basic nutrients back in order in the proper ratios and suited to them, the whole integrity of that red blood cell, the membrane, they go from ghost cells because they can be weak and thin, and they literally start to fade out, and hence the name ghost cells. But when they have their hydration levels adequate and the electrolytes balanced and the magnesium and then the other minerals, of course, that follow, then we've got uniformed, nice, round, symmetrical, evenly symmetrical shaped red blood cells floating in the plasma, and they just light up and they see the effects of their own efforts, and it's an amazing way to track progress. So
right.
That part is beyond what words can really explain, because the pictures tell a thousand words.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fantastic. Lorraine, hang out with us for just a minute while we go cross over the top of the hour into the next segment, and we'll see if any questions from our audience for you before, and you're welcome to stay, of course. We love having you around. So, but let's just do this real quick station break, everybody. This is Dr. Carolyn Dean live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we'll be right back with our guest Lorraine and all of your calls and emails.
We'll be back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD/ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.